God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. And I thank you, Father, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit this year like never before. We give you the glory and the honor for it. And all of God's people said, amen. Let's give our podcast listeners a good hand clapper this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to start off this year with the Holy Spirit. We're going to go a lot of different routes when concerning the Holy Spirit this year. Because there has to be understanding. Amen. A lot of the reason that churches don't talk about the Holy Spirit is because they don't understand the Holy Spirit. But they don't understand it because they won't dig into the Word to find out. Amen. And then when they don't understand it because they've just read it, they just discard it. Because I don't understand it. What men don't understand, they discard. They stay away from.
That's right.
Okay, so we want some understanding more and more. I believe this, and I'll tell you. You know, the Bible talks about showing evidence of the Holy Spirit by speaking in other tongues. I believe in evidence. I believe that the presence of God is here. And when praying in the Spirit, you are proving to not only yourself and not only the devil, but you are proving to God and the Holy Spirit that you believe in Him and that you're trusting Him. And that's why I believe that praying in the Spirit more and more strengthens you more and more. It strengthens you more and more. Yeah. Amen. So, but if you would open your Bibles to, believe, 1 Corinthians, we're going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians, and I've got so much reading today, we're not going to try to get this done. I'm just going to take my time. Amen. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, let's look at chapter 12. What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? And chapter 12 and verse 1 says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." So he wants us to have understanding.
Amen.
Amen? Verse 2, "You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb or silent idols. However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit." I want you to really think about that. The same Spirit. All right? We're not talking about a bunch of different spirits out there. One Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
So he says, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord," I like to add, "is over those ministries."
Yes.
I don't add, but I'm just saying. This is what he's talking about. The same Lord lords over those ministries.
Amen.
Okay. let's keep going here. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all, not just the one person. Not just so that preacher can say, "I've got the gift of..." No, you don't have the gift of. The Spirit came on you.
Yes.
Yes, individually.
Yes.
And used you.
Yes.
And you should be very thankful.
Yes.
Because, see, we got preachers out there that walk in the gifts of the Spirit and begin to get a big head. Yeah. The bigger your head, the less Spirit you'll have.
Amen.
And a lot of these preachers need to get put in check. And that's why I always have someone over me. Over me as my authority. Amen. That when I slip, they correct me. Amen. Because we should always have an authority in our life to keep us on track. Amen.
Yes.
It's very important. It says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the same Spirit." Do you need wisdom? Call on the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
"Through the same Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit." You need faith? You've got faith. You need an increase in faith? Call on the Spirit. He gives This is a gift. Amen?
Amen.
To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing each one individually as he wills. I like to read verse 12 too. It says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." We've all been made to drink into one Spirit. So we see what the purpose now of the Holy Spirit is. He brings the gifts.
Yes.
We see He brings the gifts. Amen? Yes. You need miracles to take place? We need the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Amen? We need the Holy Ghost. Jesus' ministry started when He was baptized in the water. And who came on Him? The Spirit descended like a dove. Kaboom. Not a dove, descended like a dove. And the Spirit, He was baptized. And then He went off and running. Casting out devils, speaking in other tongues, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, casting out devils. He was doing it all. Why? Power of the Spirit had been come upon Him. He didn't even start that part of His ministry until that took place. So this is how important it is that we have the Holy Ghost come upon us and abide in us. Amen. Amen. Praise God for that. So this is the purpose then of the Holy Spirit. Let's look at Mark 16. I kind of just quoted it all, but let's just look at it. Mark 16. Praise God. And we'll just go ahead and look at verse 14 and move through there. We're not going to get it all done, so we're just going to enjoy ourselves. In Mark 16, verse 14, he says this. Later, he appeared, talking about Jesus, to the 11 as they sat at the table. And he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, this is Jesus talking, go. What? Not sit? Go? What do you mean go? That sounds like work. No. He said, go into all the world. Not just your favorite places like California and Florida, Myrtle Beach, you know, places like Haiti that we have to go to. We did. Amen. Places that you sometimes don't want to go. But that shows the obedience that you have toward the Lord. When He calls, we go. Amen. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. You see a dog preach. I'm a pray over cats and dogs. And I mean, you see a creature preach. What's happening, creature? You know. But preach the gospel to everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who what?
Believe.
These signs will follow those who believe in my name.
Amen.
They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will, not might, will recover.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now that is important. We have to have faith, right? We must believe in the name. And when we invoke that name, I believe Gene is healed.
That's right.
When I invoke that name supersedes all other names.
That's right.
It supersedes any cancer. It supersedes anything, any disease, any sickness, right? That name supersedes the doctor's report. That name supersedes that bank account bottom line. That name is above every name.
Amen.
Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Verse 19 says, "So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they," meaning the believers, "went out and preached everywhere." Who worked with them? The Lord worked with them. confirming, now here's what's important, and this is what we must always do. He confirmed not what you said, but what the Word said.
Right.
He was confirming the Word.
Amen.
Always remember, the Holy Spirit will confirm the Word only. The Word only. That's why we say only believe. That's why we say the Word is our final authority. That's why we don't do anything if the Word says don't do. Right? If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, we don't believe it. Right? Amen. That's how important the Word is. Because as we preach the Word, the Spirit, the Lord working with us, the Spirit of God who is in the earth now, confirms that Word. That's how important He is. He is so important. And He has a purpose in your life.
Amen.
He has a purpose in this church. Yes. He has a purpose in my life.
Yes.
He has a purpose in my household.
Yes.
Amen. We must give Him purpose, though.
Amen.
We must give Him that purpose.
Right.
He's not going to push His way in. He's a gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He is not going to force you to do anything. That's why it's important for us to believe. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the Holy Spirit. A couple years ago, when we were preaching, we were talking about if you'll ask for the power, ask for the glory, you'll see Him.
That's right.
And we come as in one accord. We're going to get into that, I'm sure. But as we come together in one accord with the same mind and the same heart, speaking the same things, we will see things that we have never seen before.
Amen.
Or things that, you know what, we just miss. Things that we miss, right? I mean, I miss just the power and flowing in that power daily, right? But unfortunately, I have to work. What a drag. But anyway, hey, one day, this place is going to be big enough, and I'm going to be blessed enough, and you're going to be blessed enough that I will be able to pray every day and stay in the Word every day and not have to work for knuckleheads. That's what I pray. I hope you're in agreement. Hallelujah. All right. But remember now, He's confirming the Word through the accompanying signs. He's confirming the Word of God. So we must preach the Word only.
Okay.
Amen. Let's look at John 14. You want to get to know the Holy Ghost? Get into John 14. John 14, 15, and 16. Read it, enjoy it, go slow. you'll see Him in a new way. You'll see Him so much more. I mean, so much more. And this is all Jesus here. So in John 14, oh boy, I really want to read the whole thing and I can't. Okay, let's look at verse 12. This is Jesus talking. He says, Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works will he do, because I go to my Father. Now, well, let's keep reading. Wait a minute. Did Jesus go to the Father?
Yes.
We just read that he was received up into heaven.
Yes.
And sat down at the right hand of God.
Yes.
So we have confirmation then that he went up to heaven and is now with the Father.
Yes.
So because of that, let's read this again so we have that understanding. He said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in my name, the works I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. We have proof that he's gone to the Father. So because we have proof he's gone to the Father, we then now will do the works that Jesus has done.
That's right.
And even greater, he said, and even greater works we will do. And verse 13 says, and whatever you ask, see, a lot of religion tries to tell you not to ask God for anything. God will just give it to you if you deserve it.
Right.
Hope he don't give us what we deserve.
Oh, really?
Lord, a pink, you know, no thanks. Don't want what I deserve. I want what Jesus purchased for me.
Amen.
I want what God wants me to have.
Yes.
And I know my God all wants me blessed.
Yes.
My God wants you blessed.
Amen.
He wants you healed. He wants you healthy. He wants the power of God be seen upon your head. He wants the covenant to operate in your life. And he wants everybody to see it.
Amen.
He wants this world and every other believer out there to see that you are of God.
Amen.
That you're his child. That his hand is on you. He wants everybody to see it.
Amen.
Why? Because we point to him.
That's right.
When we get blessed, we give God the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We give God the praise. And even in times of turmoil, we praise God.
Right.
You want to see God move? Praise Him.
That's right.
Praise Him in blessing. Praise Him in good times. Praise Him in bad times. You want to see God move, there's nothing more that moves Him than faith and praise.
Yes.
I'll tell you that. I've seen Him move during praise and worship times that you can't hardly stand. And we see that throughout the Word. A lot of them fall over. We saw that in 2 Chronicles. The priest couldn't even stand to minister.
Right?
We're going to look at that kind of stuff. The power of God is what we want to operate in this year. So whatever we ask in, verse 13 again, I'm sorry, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But we've got to do something first. Believe. Believe, because that's how we started out. Believe in my name. Believe in my name. In order for us to get born again, we had to believe that Jesus was the Son of God. Is the Son of God,
amen.
Right? I was in a house, and two of us were working. We were doing an encapsulation in a crawl space, and we're talking to the people, and kind of odd. But, wow. I mean, the wife's standing there behind the husband, and the husband's talking to me, and she's going,
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even know these people, so...
Yeah.
But that's what was going on. And there was a spirit, I can tell you, on this person. And the guy I was working with says, hey, did you have a Merry Christmas? And he said, we don't celebrate. And it was kind of rough. You know, we don't celebrate. And then he goes on to say, we're Jehovah's Witness.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, well, gee, I've been here for 2 days. You ain't witnessed nothing to me.
You know Jehovah?
Good guy, huh? You're doing your job. But see how important that is for us.
Yes.
When we think about, you say, I'm Jehovah's Witness. Well, then witness Jehovah.
Yeah.
You know, I should have jumped up, but yeah, I know the great God Jehovah.
Woo-hoo.
What? You know, but of course we have to be careful. But
yep.
But you know what I mean? I mean, like he didn't even he didn't even try to tell us anything about Jehovah. What? What's wrong? Same thing. We call ourselves Christians, Christ-like.
Amen.
Wouldn't, shouldn't, couldn't we do then the same thing?
Amen. Yes.
When we have that opportunity, it's so important because we may never see that person again.
Amen.
So that's important because we're Christians. We're Christ-like.
Amen.
Jesus didn't go anywhere without preaching the word. Now, like I said, I have to be careful in the employment part of my deal. I can't just start, hey, you need Jesus. You know, can't do that. So, but that's the thing. But, they could have witnessed to me if they wanted to, you know. So anyway, and let's look at Acts. You knew we were going here. Acts 1. Praise God. Whew. I told you I'm not going to rush. We're not going to rush. Acts chapter 1. Hallelujah. Let's start in verse 4. It says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. To wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
Amen.
All right, so now we know what we've heard from the Father. He says, you have heard it from me. We know now that Jesus is talking about them being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Right?
Yes.
He's going to go to the Father. We saw that. But now these men here are going to wait to receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I will tell you this. When you get an opportunity to go into your prayer room, what are we doing? We're waiting on the Lord, waiting on the Spirit, waiting on whatever it might be. But we wait on the Spirit. He'll show up.
Oh, yes.
But you got to wait.
Amen.
You got to wait. Remember, we talked about A.A. Allen. He had to wait.
That's right.
He got hungry and jumped out of the closet. Went right back in, though, didn't he? He waited.
That's
He waited for the presence of the Spirit, right? To get what he needed, to get the answers that he needed. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 6. Let's read verse 5 again. He says, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. But, he says, but you shall receive power." Power, translated dunamis, right? Power, "when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me."
Amen.
To who?
Jesus.
To me, Jesus. Not how powerful you are in your ministry.
Amen.
"I have the gifts of healing." No, you do not. The Spirit has come upon you and is using you.
Amen.
Watch what you say. Watch, because guess what? Just as he comes upon you, he will lift off. We want him to use us.
Amen.
This is not my ministry. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit through me.
Amen.
And I am thankful and blessed that he calls me faithful, putting me into ministry, and even using me.
Hallelujah.
And even using me. I'm thankful.
Thank you.
Who am I? What did David say? Who am I to be mine, that he's mindful of me?
Amen.
Right?
That's
how awesome our God is. See, he forgets our faults. He walks away from those things, the sins and things that we have done against him. And he says, "Your sin and iniquity I remember no more." We should do then the same.
Amen.
When those of us who have been hurt purposefully, or even not purposefully, but have been hurt, sinned against, whatever, that we need to leave 2017 where it is,
yes,
back there.
Amen.
Not dredge it up, not be concerned about it. If there was unforgiveness in our life, we are now free from it. We ask God to forgive us.
Amen.
We forgive those who have come against us.
Yes, yes.
Right? "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who've trespassed against us." Oh, forgive us as we forgive. Now, see, there's a big point in that prayer that people don't think about. Forgive us as we forgive. We'd better be walking in forgiveness if we want God to forgive us.
Amen.
Amen. Important, important. Let me get back to verse 8 here. Jesus says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So we will minister, be testifying of who Jesus is to the end of the earth. Have you seen what is going on out here? Just with the weather. Did you see what took place in, was it Boston? The flood of ice that just wiped the place out. Wow. I mean, the one news reporter says, "I've never seen or heard anything like this." Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The things that have gone on in 2017 are filtering into 2018 concerning the weather, concerning hate and violence. We beat our own record for murders here in Ohio. Little 4-year-old girl was stabbed to death the other day with the mother.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Evil.
Deep darkness shall cover the earth. Deep darkness, gross darkness, the people.
Amen.
It's black.
Yes.
We're the only light out there. That's it. We got to cover our families.
Yes.
We got to cover ourselves everywhere we go. We must know that our angels are in charge over us to guard and keep us in all of our ways.
That's right.
That's why I pray that over you, that in your pathway there is life and blessing in Jesus' name. That's why I pray that over you, because what do you think the devil wants to do but put the light out? You are the light. He wants to put the light out. You know, Christians are funny that they would think for 1 minute, just because they're born again and they're God's kids, that no, nothing ever bad will ever happen to them.
Some believe this. Man, you're the target. You believe in Jesus, he's coming after you. But you've got to know who you are. You've got to know I have authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't touch me. As soon as you see him coming, nail him. Push him back. Way back, right? The name of Jesus is above everything.
Amen.
You've got the authority. All you've got to do is believe in his name.
Amen.
And once you believe in his name and you invoke his name, he is now in control. And he will take care of you.
Yes.
He will take care of you. My God will not be mocked.
Amen.
Amen. He will not be mocked. You won't be able to say, well, you take care of Bill, but you sure don't take care of me. Uh-uh. You're not going to be able to say that to God. All you got to do is tithe, give offerings. All he's got to do is tithe, give offerings. Be obedient to the word of God.
Amen.
And what will happen? What he'll do for you, he'll do for me.
That's right.
That's it. And we have to understand and know that.
Yes.
The Bible says he is no respecter of persons. No respecter of persons. He don't like you anymore than he likes me.
Right.
He loves me just as much as he loves you. I guess that's a better way to say that.
Yeah.
Amen. He loves you. Oh, wow. Let's see. Let's do this. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12 again. 1 Corinthians 12. We're probably going to stop here. Let's look at verse 27. It says, "Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. After that, miracles." In the church. He's appointed them where? In the church. Miracles. Then gifts of healings. Gifts of what? Healings. Helps. Administration. And varieties of what? Oh, wait a minute. So what is supposed to be happening in the church? Healings, miracles, prophets, tongues. Yeah. In the church. Right here. Right here. We are the church.
Amen.
We are the church. We are the body, the Bible says, of Christ. So we should expect now, when we come into this house together of one accord, same mind, same speaking, right? We should then expect that there be miracles.
That's right.
We should expect it. We should expect that there be gifts of healings flowing. Just flowing. We should expect it. We should expect that the helps ministries and administrations working and that the varieties of tongues are taking place.
Amen.
Yeah. Now we see in Acts 2, and I guess let's look at that real quick. So go to Acts 2. We're just going to look at verse 1. Remember, they were told by the Lord Jesus Christ to wait in Jerusalem to receive the gift from the Father. Here's what we're going to see. Verse 2, or chapter 2 and verse 1 of Acts. It says, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all," not one of them was gone, "they were all with one accord in one place." Are we all in one accord and in one place?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. "And suddenly," now I like the word suddenly. Anytime you see the word suddenly, it's God. He's just going to fix you, you know. He says, "And suddenly there came a sound." You know, what's really neat about this is because he says, "There came a sound from heaven." Oh, that's just awesome. Why? Because, see, God's going to say, "This is me doing this." See?
Yeah.
There's not going to be any, "I wonder if that was God." No, this sound is coming from heaven. He said, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting." Filled what? The whole house. How would you like that whole sound to fill the whole house? Knowing it's from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 3. "Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance." Huh?
In other words, the Spirit told them what to say. The Spirit put the word in their mouths. He gave the utterance. Now, we're going to go on, and we're going to see. You can go ahead and close your Bibles. We're going to go on, and we're going to see that you can decide to pray in the Spirit. Amen. He doesn't just have to come on you. See, this was the first time, see. This was their baptism of the Holy Spirit. So He came upon them and everything that He had came with Him. Yes. And it just sat on them like fire, and they're just, they're going nuts, you know. And if you read on, you know, the people looking around, these people are drunk, you know. Well, it's only ninth hour or third hour of the day or whatever. No, wait a minute, you know, they can't be drunk. We cannot be ashamed of the Spirit of God. Amen. We cannot be afraid of the Spirit of God. He was given to us, Jesus said, as our advantage. Amen. Here in the earth. He was given to us, the Bible says, that you read John 14, 15, 16, that he is a guide. He's our comforter, our helper. He's a teacher. He brings our remembrance, those things that we've been taught. He brings, we see the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
And we know that He is in tune with the Almighty God.
Amen.
Oh, I mean, think about that advantage that we have. Because of Him. Amen. Think about that. What an advantage we have. And there are so many churches, you know, we call them dry churches or Dr. Dry Dust, right? Because they're not wet with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Right? They're not full of the Spirit. And so they hallelujah. You know, it's boring and you're tired and you want to go to sleep, you know, and you can't keep them awake. You know, and I don't want to be that way. You know, and I thank God that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yep, we're wet.
I'm wet. I like it that way. Absolutely. And we should all be that way.
Amen.
It's important. Awesome. And that we get wet and we stay wet.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And the best way to do that is to get by yourself and get in prayer. Get in the Word and get in prayer. Get in the Word. Remember the Word, Jesus, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So you got to get here first. Got to get here first. Know this. The more you know this, the more you know Him.
Amen.
Jesus always pointed to the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. How could you ask me that, knucklehead? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So what do then? We watch Jesus. We read the red. Amen. Remember that? We read the red. Munch on the red. Read the red letter, right? Read it. Read Jesus. Read His... You when you get deep within Him and you're reading His Word, you begin to know Him. And you can almost know what He was feeling at that time. And how he felt at that time when He was doing this or doing that, you know? And that is such an awesome feeling. Why? Because we're connected spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. We're knowing, oh yeah, we're going to read on, but we're going to know the mysteries of God, and they're for us. These mysteries are not for the world. They're for you and me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They've been set aside for us.
Yes.
The mystery of, hey, what's going on over here in my business? There's a mystery. He wants you to know that mystery. Why can't I get advanced in this situation? There's a mystery. He wants you to know what it is.
Yes.
What is going on with my kids? There's a mystery.
Yeah.
There's always a mystery there. But He will give you that mystery.
Amen.
It's for us. Amen. You know, He wants us to know Him intimately, physically. Or, you know, He said He came upon them.
Amen.
You know, when the Holy Spirit comes, you feel Him. You feel Him. And that's a great feeling. You know, it's like getting a hug from Sue. Ah, Susie. You know, when I get to hug Sue, oh, you know, I feel her, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with the Spirit of God. You are hugging God.
Amen.
He's hugging you.
Oh, yeah.
You He loves. Oh, He loves you.
Yeah.
Loves you so much. We just don't understand why He would love me so much, but He does.
Yeah.
And He sent His own Son, Jesus, to die for you.
Amen.
So that you wouldn't have to. So I wouldn't have to. So this world would not die. Amen. He wants us so blessed, you know. I want us to get so close to Him this year that we will see an advancement in our relationship with Him. We will see so many new things with our relationship with him. We'll hear him more because we'll be listening. We'll be looking for him. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything you've asked for will be added to you. Amen? Just as I want a closer relationship with my wife or my children, he wants the same with us. Our God wants a close relationship with you. And I mean, he wants a closer relationship with you, just as he had with Jesus. Think about that for a minute. The same relationship and love that he has for Jesus, he has for you, or he wouldn't have killed his own son. Now that kind of blows the mind, doesn't it? I mean, what? That he would love me as much as he loves Jesus? Amen. But yes, he does. Amen. You're loved by God. Amen. God is love. Oh, we can get into that all day. Please stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Get me preaching. I'll keep going. We did pretty good today. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father God in heaven, I thank you and I praise you that this body of believers, I call them blessed in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for each and every person here in this room and in this house, that they be blessed beyond measure. Let the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit come upon us all in Jesus' name. And let us, Father, experience you in a new way this year. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. And all of God's people said, amen. Don't forget about Wednesday night. I want you to also remember this. I've talked to the Lord about this. He wants us to use Wednesday night as a midweek service. It's not going to be just Life Night anymore. This is going to be our church. I know it's hard for me to get there, but I got backup. I've got backup. Sometimes, you know, I can't get off work. It is what it is. But I'm almost to that point where I can start saying, hey, I have to be off, and they'll allow. So bear with me. If I can't make it, just still come. Amen. We're going to minister together, worship together. If I can't get here, Bill can preach, Fred can preach. Y'all know we can have a good time there. So, amen. Mom can preach, whatever it might be. But this, our midweek, will be Wednesdays, same time, of course. We get together at 7 and fellowship together. Amen. Amen. We're going to grow together this year. I believe that. I believe that. And maybe even grow in numbers, but we're going to grow together. Because if we can't grow together, we'll never grow in numbers. Amen. Hallelujah. You're blessed? You're blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a great week. Thank you.